Wait a minute, Todd.
No chance, son, that's what you got.
What is this? Look at Mr. McMahon. Gingley got Mr. McMahon fan appreciation night here tonight. I understand that tomorrow night, live on Sci-Fi on ECW, Mr. McMahon's going to have fan appreciation night there.
That'll be the first time Mr. McMahon's ever been on the ECW program, won't it?
As far as I know.
Look at this confrontation.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not sure what Mr. McMahon fan appreciation night's going to be, but we're going to find out next.
That's right.
Well, hang on. The first thing I'd like to say, is howdy, partner. Try this one. Why, you must be the new schoolmarm. That's ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. It's just as ridiculous for anybody to wear one of these. Come on, let's face it. If you wear one of these, folks, you just look stupid. Anyone over the age of 5 wearing a cowboy hat is stupid. Matter of fact, anybody wearing a hat of any kind is pretty stupid because, let's face it, it messes up your hair. Very important to me. So what I'd like to do right now is, what is that? That looks like a hat. That looks like a hat to me. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Mr. McMahon presents Fan Appreciation Night. And as such, this is an opportunity for me to give back to the little people. Cool. Each and every one of you. It's an opportunity for me to simply say the two words.
Those aren't the two words.
It's an opportunity for me to say two words to you people I often don't say them to anyone. Those two words are, thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Those two words are thank you. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for making me a billionaire. Thanks. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I give you something that you will never forget. It's something I'd like to share with each and every one of you. I'd like to give each and every one of you a gift of some material wealth. However, unfortunately, I can't give you all such a gift. So I'll give just one of you a special gift here tonight.
Uh-oh.
I need a volunteer. Who wants to get in the ring with Mr. McMahon? Somebody over here?
Everybody's got their hand up, but JR, you'll never get picked. You got to.
How about over on this side? How about that? No. Right there? All right, that little girl in the white sweater there. Come on in here. Over up.
Oh. Little girl in the white sweater.
There we go. Come on here. Damn, this hat's all squashed, isn't it? Hi there. Where are you from?
From Dallas.
From Dallas. Imagine that. She's from Dallas. I bet you're nervous, aren't you? A little bit. Standing here in front of all these thousands of people. Nervous because you're on television and literally millions of people are watching you right now. I bet you're nervous really because you're standing next to me. What's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie. All right, Jackie, you are the envy of every single person here in this arena, every person all around the world, because I'm going to give you something very special. May I have the drum roll, please?
Oh my gosh, what's it gonna be, JR?
No idea.
He's a billionaire. Mona Lisa, maybe?
Take a look at that! Look at that! Look at the musculature on that man! There's not an ounce of fat anywhere on that man's body. There's no 21-year-old, much less a 61-year-old, that looks like that. Jackie, it's all yours. So I'll tell you what we're gonna do. You have a little seat over there, enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll get this back to you after the show in the backstage area. Somebody help Jackie out.
Give her the poster?
So how am I doing? How am I doing on Fan Appreciation Night? See, what you people understand is it's the personal touch that counts. I mean, that little lady was just in here a minute ago. I didn't have to ask her her name. Am I going to remember her name? No, I won't. But nonetheless, you have to give of your heart when you truly give, okay? You can't just hold back. You can't, like, don't start that what business with me. Don't start it, all right? You have to give, ladies and gentlemen, like you've never given before.
Look.
Vince, you claim that you tell your audience what they want, what they like, and all of that nonsense. The fact is, they have no alternative but to like it. They have really no alternative but to like you, and they don't like you.
Don't tell me they don't like me.
The audience really just doesn't appreciate what you're giving one fan out of thousands in attendance.
She's lucky.
A cheesy photograph of yourself.
Cheesy.
Who the hell would want it? I wouldn't want it. Nobody that I know would want it. Maybe your wife. Maybe your family. I even doubt that. So, if you don't know your audience, perhaps I do. And I say they want value. Who knows more about value than me, Vince? They want value. I say they want value for the money they paid for tickets tonight. You know what I mean,
I'm
right?
I'm giving them value.
And the best way that I know to show my appreciation to the audience, even if it's your audience, is to give them what everybody wants, me in particular. Money, Vince. Money, money, money.
What?
That's why right now I'm dropping buckets of cash.
What?
Look up at the ceiling, Vince.
That's
Look
not
up
real
right
money,
now.
Folks.
Look at that.
It's not real money. Don't get excited, okay? This is Monopoly money.
Now that's the way you show appreciation. Learn from it, Vince.
Donald Trump is simply dropping pieces of paper, folks.
It's real money. Wait a minute.
This is like Monopoly stuff. This is not real, okay?
Thank you.
Don't get excited.
That's a $100 bill.
Calm down.
It's real money. Grab some. Grab some. Here comes one right towards me. Woo! There's a 50. Hundreds and 50s and...
Donald Trump!
Tens and 20s and...
You son of a bitch!
It's real money!
Donald Trump, you embarrass me like this?
Grab it!
I must be the only
one. There's
got
to be thousands of dollars! Look at this!
I got some! I got some cash!
This is amazing!
It's raining cash!
Donald Trump has dropped
raining cash!
Right there!
King, we're having
it's
steak tonight.
Raining cash.
Look at Grandma's bridge. There goes one.
Donald Trump hasn't heard the last of this.
The money is still coming. It's falling right in our laps.
How dare Donald Trump embarrass me like this?
I love it.
You people don't deserve this money. That's my money. Damn it. You get... Give me, it's my money. I rented this place tonight.
It's Donald Trump's money.
Give it to me, damn it.
Hey, Mr. McMahon has been totally humiliated and embarrassed by Donald Trump. Mr. McMahon has been tripped.
That's my money. That's my money.
Grab me that one.
rising in the sky. If I'm too rough, tell me, I'm so scared. Your little head will come off in my hands. We'll be right back.
Now, if anybody have one of those fathers that drink, my father used to get drunk on Friday nights and come home and talk shit for like 6 hours, the same shit over and over and over again, and swear they're saying some heavy shit to you, too. First, he would mess with my mother, you know? He'd go and mess with my mother for a little while, then my mother would go get the iron and wrap the cord around her hand. Start swinging that shit, saying, I think you better leave me alone, sweetheart. He drunk, but he ain't crazy. He come to my room then, right? Start fucking with me. My father, you can feel him in the doorway looking at you, too. And they'll stand there for like 3 hours just staring at you. And you turn over and your father's standing there going, get your ass out of the bed. Hey, hey, don't know what it is? You know, this in life, this in my house. And I know this is you don't give motherfuckers, you don't listen to me. I just think you a man, goddamn, say, hey, in my heart, in my head, this you feel it? And the mother, don't you notice? Yes. Then all the shit you did bad all year comes out that night, right? But it don't make no sense because it's all up. It's just, and you come in this house, you come here with my fucking 60 on your park card, you don't say shit to me. It is 60 on your park. You don't wash your ass, Eddie. Listen, I gotta tell you to, take out the garbage, I gotta tell you to clean the motherfucking room. I cut the grass, I work all day, I'ma come home and cut the fucking grass. No, I'm not gonna do this, goddamn, you don't listen to me. It's so sweet, the motherfucking floor, you don't do nothing. Why don't you clean it? And this motherfucking dog you bring in here, he said, let me take it, we had this dog. I get you the dog, you don't clean up after this motherfucking dog. You ever notice that if your dog like takes a shit in the room, you pretend you don't see it because you know you have to clean the shit up? So you just walk past the shit and let your brothers clean that shit. So, I don't see no shit on the floor.
And then when the shit been in my den for 3 months, tripped over that shit, isn't it? I tell you, Musty, you don't know this. Hey, I don't know this. You gotta know what I mean.
Once he came home real drunk on a Friday night after payday, with his paycheck, man, a big wad of money in his pocket, he came home and challenged me and my big brother. Came home and said, hey. My brother said, oh, shit, he had that shit again.
Hey. Turn that fucking TV off. No, motherfucker, Quincy kissed my ass. You watch it. I know, no. You think you're a man? You lift your weights, big shot, motherfucker? Lift your weights, press your weights. I kick your ass, Eddie. I will kick your ass. He did like this in my head. I kick your ass.
It's like getting physical.
He said, and Charlie, you think you hot shit? Motherfucker, I beat your ass so bad. And you and your brother and your mother, you take this shit and get the fuck out of here. I'll tell you one thing, because I will kick your ass. I tell you what, I'm going to say, here's my, I have to pay $500. You beat my ass, you can have every penny. You can have every penny.
We beat the shit out that old man. We tried to kill that motherfucker. Drunk people can't fight for shit. They be trying to talk shit while you're beating their
and another. And you don't listen.
And then kick this ass. And the next day, they don't remember that shit. They say, hey, where's my fucking money at? Why is my lip all busted out? I don't know, Pop, but I'm going to get a bike.
Who you calling rapist? Ain't that a bitch? You devils are so two-faced. Wanna see me locked in chains, trapped in shame, and getting slapped by these crooked cops again. Fucking with the young black male, trying to stack mail in them. Stay away from the packed jails. Told the judge I'm in danger, and that's why I had that 4-5 with one in the chamber. Fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
Woke up screaming, fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
Just woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
I woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
Just got up and screamed, fuck the world. When I was coming up rough, that wasn't even what you called it. That's why I smoke blunts now and run with alcoholics. I'm getting flexed to me, coming from my enemies. And in their dreams is hell, what they sending me? Have I lost control or just another soul? A car full of motherfuckers when we roll.
sipping on yak as I sit back. Life is a Big Mac. Brothers come up and say you did that. Never take your eyes off the prize. And even if you getting high, don't ever hesitate to try. Cause you can fall off or stay ballin'. Niggas, we all in. And then my motherfuckers calling. Fuck the world.
They trying to say that I don't care.
On Guinness, weighing 165, and these chicks should die for being jealous of a brother when he rise. I can see it in your eyes. You wanna see a young player falling? They hate to see a nigga ballin'. Some of you suckers is rotten, plotting on what I got, and then you wonder why I shot him. Yeah. Stop giving game for free. They wanna hang with me like being a thug is the thing to be. But I got love for my homies, the G's and Max, and if you're black, you better stay strapped, nigga. Fuck the world.
They tryna say that I don't care.
I woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They try to say that I don't care.
I woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They try to say that I don't care.
I got it, screamed, fuck the world. Wanna know if I claim the click that I'm hanging with, and if I'm down with this banging shit. Well, homie, I don't give a fuck if you blood or cuz, long as you got love for thugs. But don't try to test me out, stall that. Homie, this is thug life, nigga, and we all strapped. I've been through hell and back, and if I fail black, then it's back to the corner where we sell crack. Some of you niggas is busters. You're running around with these tramp ass bitches, don't trust her. But don't cry, this world ain't prepared for us. A straight thug motherfucker who ain't scared to bust. Fuck
they're
the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
I woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
I woke up screaming, fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
I woke up screaming, fuck the world. Fuck the world.
Night to pay for it twice over.
Well, in that case, you owe me another drink.
Yeah. Eddie? Is it all right if I get personal?
What have you been so far?
Eddie, you're a born loser.
What's that supposed to mean?
First time in 10 years I ever saw Minnesota Fats hooked. Really hooked. But you let him off.
I told you, I got drunk.
Sure, you got drunk. You had the best excuse in the world for losing. The trouble losing when you got a good excuse. And winning. That can be heavy on your back, too, like a monkey. You drop that low, too, when you got an excuse. All you got to do is learn to feel sorry for yourself. It's one of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all. Especially the born losers.
Thanks for the drink.
Times in the day news account. from a token in dismay. The force can't do a decent job, the kids got no respect for the law today. And blah, blah. Save the life of my child. Drive the dust with my blood.
those the numbers on Bang the Nun slowly?
No, these are for proud pussy.
I read.
Very good.
Just read.
Right. Houston is 74,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dallas is 160,000.
Dallas is what?
160,000.
That's a nice number.
Yeah, it's better than the Leeway brothers. They only pulled 30,000.
Who the fuck told you to mention the Leeway brothers?
They made love muscle.
Here's your love muscle. They made it with Susie Stretch Mark in a delivery room. Remember this, I make pictures of quality. I make custard. Do you understand what I mean? I use custard. That's what I make. Little chicks to come off the surfboard. You can take them and you can dunk them. You can pull them in and out. Quality, that's the answer. Remember that. What are we doing in St. Louis?
St. Louis, 38,000.
St. Louis can bang this slowly. Who booked St. Louis?
Hi, I'm Jake DeVries. I'm here to see Mr. Ramona.
Just a moment.
Where's my account?
He's got a bad stomach.
He's got a bad stomach. Hello. Yeah, what is it, Georgia?
There's Mr. DeVries here to see you.
Mr. DeVries. I don't know what DeVries. You know what DeVries?
I never heard of him.
You ask where he's from. Detroit. What are we doing in Detroit?
Detroit?
Come on.
Big. 200,000.
Send him in, Georgia. You never can tell. Who the fuck knows? Detroit. 200,000. You never can tell. They own some drive-ins.
Right. You feeling okay?
I told you never to ask me how I feel. Did I tell you that all you're supposed to do is say right? Say right.
Right.
That's it. Right. That's all you're supposed to say.
Mr. DeVries. Hello. How are you? I'm Bill Ramada, and this is Kurt.
Kurt?
How do you do?
Sit down, Detroit. I love Detroit. At an all-time box office smash there. Little Laurel Annie. Did you see it?
No, I'm afraid I missed it.
Oh, you missed a good one. The girl's going to be a big star. Right, Kurt?
Right. Big star.
That's my right man. What can I do for you, Mr. DeVries?
Call me Jake.
All right, Jake, what can I do for you?
I'm interested in financing an adult feature film, and I was told you were the man to see.
You came to the right man. Continue. Go ahead.
I have $50,000 that I'm prepared to invest in a suitable project. Now, of course, I may want to get involved in the process of making the film, you know, might meet some of the people who make this kind of film and learn how it's done.
I'm curious, Jake. What business are you in?
I have my own business. We make rivets for the auto industry. We sell to Fisher Body.
Rivets? That sounds like a good, solid American business. Right, Kurt?
Right.
Sit down, will you? Now, tell me, what does a solid American businessman like you want to get into pornography?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill. Is it all right if I call you Bill?
Yeah, you can call me Bill. Go ahead.
I'll be frank with you, Bill. You know I've made a lot of money, but, well, even rivets can get a little boring after a while, you know? So when my business manager suggested that I tax shelter some income, I thought I might give this a try.
Would the rivet hit you in the eye?
Detroit's a tough town.
Jake, it's cool. You don't have to bullshit me. You're looking to lay some pipe, right? Get fucked, humped, banged?
Not exactly.
You know, $50,000 buys you a lot of pussy, you know. You can get yourself pussy whipped for that kind of money. What do you want to fuck with the movie business for?
It's an investment.
It's an investment, huh? Don't get me wrong. A couple of years ago, I would have jumped at your 50 big ones. But listen to this. Kurt, what did we do on High School Honeys last year?
5-3.
5-3. That's $5,300,000. Does that sound like I need a partner? I don't take partners, right, Kurt? But I'll give you some advice, Jake. You'll look like a nice guy. Want to take some advice from me? Start small. Start with a kiddie porno. Then whoop yourself up. And you come around the set. I'll see if somebody wants to take your 50 from you. You can get into business.
I appreciate that, Bill.
You appreciate it? Okay. But right now, I gotta go. I'll tell you why. I'm hypoglycemic. My sugar runs low every 2 hours. So I gotta eat some. Listen, Jake, don't forget my door is always open to artistic people.
Lying on an eiderdown, yippee, you can't see me, but I can you. Blazing in the foggy dew, sitting on a unicorn, no fear, you can't hear me, but I can you. hiccups come the night. Sitting on the dandelion, too much I won't touch you, but then I'm nice. Streaming through the starlit sky,
with you here?
Sure.
About those sit-ups you want me to do?
I got it right here in my contract. It says I don't have to do any calisthenics. I don't feel unnecessary. So what do you think about that?
Thank you. Did I hear you ain't coming to the game? Something about you don't want to drive 5 hours to see a football game?
Well, I'm not a big crowd guy. Plus, someone has to stay behind to keep the peace.
You going boating?
I'm undercover.
Sure, Ray. You blend right in. See you Sunday.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. What about your car? It's parked in the fire zone.
Well, if there's a fire, go ahead and move it. But please, be careful with her.
Schmuck.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, Sheriff.
Had a beautiful day.
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, hey, Ray.
Hey.
Almost didn't recognize you in plain clothes.
Well, it's my day off. Should be a quiet weekend.
Yeah.
No more those big omelets, okay?
All right, boss, but you know you like them.
Oh, yeah, but... Thanks.
It does.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey.
Howdy, Sheriff.
I'm guessing that's your rig out front. What are you guys hauling today?
Auto parts.
Yeah.
Gotta hit New Orleans by noon tomorrow.
Oh, that's a long drive.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Check, please. Keep the change.
Thanks.
We better hit the road.
Well, drive safely.
Sure will. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, boys.
How do you think?
day came to the world in the usual way. But there are planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as you grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when we'll get together then. You know we'll have a cool time then. Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. I said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, oh, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, thanks, OJ, and he walked away and smiled. And he said, you know, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue with the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know.
Just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the sand.